When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, AEW has a new working relationship that could see Japanese wrestlers coming to AEW.
A big update on what's going on with Ring of Honor's TV.
We have the latest on Gable Steveson and WWE.
And WWE scrapped an angle with Big E and his broken neck on SmackDown. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
We're going to kick things off with a development from yesterday. It is the new working partnership relationship deal, whatever you want to call it, between All Elite Wrestling and DDT, of course, the cult Japanese promotion. Mm-hmm. They held their 25th anniversary event, Judgment, this past Sunday, yesterday, and Christopher Daniels chiming in with a little video. He is, of course, AEW's Vice President of Talent Relations, confirming the working partnership, the relationship, and that AEW will be looking to bring DDT wrestlers over to the United States for collaborations and all kinds of fun stuff. Michael Nakazawa, who you know from Oil, later on the show, he actually wrestled DDT's president, Sanjiro Takagi, on the show.
Oh.
And he confirmed that him and Kenny Omega had been working on the deal. So there you go. And Nakazawa also confirmed later on that as well as DDT, this will include Tokyo Joshi Pro, which is another promotion under the umbrella of Cyber Agent, the parent company, kind of the sister promotion to DDT. They do crossover stuff all the time because they're all by the same company, that's why. So yes, Tokyo Joshi Pro will be involved as well. Interestingly, former AEW Women's World Champion Hikaru Shida actually wrestled for Tokyo Joshi Pro this weekend. Saturday, Grand Princess Wrestling mainstay of the promotion, Hikari Noah. So there you go. Seeds sown. Grand Princess, one of the biggest Tokyo Joshi Pro shows of the year. Fantastic show from DDT and Tokyo Joshi Pro that you should check out, my friends, if you want something a bit different on Saturday and Sunday. But like with regards to, you might think, oh, it's a relationship with another Japanese promotion. How does this affect anything with New Japan, who AEW, of course, have that existing relationship with? It won't. Simply put. Dave Meltzer writing as much in the latest Wrestling Observer / Figure 4 Online daily update. But yeah, there you go. That's basically it. Kenny Omega's tweeted about it. Kenny Omega, of course, got his rise to prominence started in DDT alongside Kota Ibushi, of course. He called it DDT the best kept secret in wrestling for over a decade, celebrating the partnership. Clearly, he's played some kind of role in this. I'm sure more will come out as the situation progresses. But AEW has used kind of wrestlers affiliated with DDT and Tokyo Joshi Pro in the past. Konosuke Takeshita, I've totally mispronounced his name. Takeshita came over, the former KOD Openweight Champion. He had a brief excursion in AEW in April last year. We've seen people like Maki Ito in AEW. Yep. She's in Tokyo Joshi Pro. We've seen people like Mei Suruga as well. So yeah, it's an interesting thing. I mean, legitimately, removing all objectivity, it's my two favourite promotions in the world collaborating. So I'm quite happy about this. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know a great deal about this, obviously. But judging by your excitement, it should be a very intriguing thing. Yeah. Are we going to get, because this is all I saw from social media yesterday, someone wrestling a blow-up doll on Dynamite anytime soon?
So I think a lot of people, the first thing that comes to mind when they think of DDT is blow-up dolls, giant pandas, otters.
Oh yeah, I saw that. There was going to be a feud between the giant panda and Sammy Guevara, which I'm 100% here for.
I'm absolutely here for that. But there's so much more to DDT. Who knows? We might get a big DDT-style comedy match. But like Kenny Omega's right when he calls it the best-kept secret in wrestling. Like, the main event-level working standard is as good as anything on the planet in this company. So it's very exciting. It might not necessarily be wrestlers that the viewers are familiar with, that our viewers are familiar with. with, but they will be great wrestlers. And I think this is also a great opportunity for people who maybe never watched DDT before to get into it.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I was thinking in terms of like, there's a lot of stuff I walk past when you're on your lunch break watching going, I've no idea what that is.
Yeah. Why is there a panda?
And I think it's a way of introducing people to it. I'm certainly up for it. Like, I like the fact that I've had my eyes open to new wrestlers. I mean, think about how basic bitch this is. I didn't really know a great deal about Eddie Kingston until AEW came along. And now I'm like, love him. Yeah. So if that's a perfect comparison, like you say, of just introducing me not only to a whole nother swathe of wrestlers, but like you say, a whole nother promotion.
Yeah.
This is only going to be beneficial for everyone.
And former WCPW guy, Chris Brooks, is there as well. So there you go.
Hey.
We can take credit for this somehow. Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome, AEW, I think.
Book Jun Akiyama versus Eddie Kingston, please. That'd be good.
We've got a question about this, by the way, in a little bit of a while, so we'll get to that when we get back to the Twitter questions. Let's provide you a bit of an update on Ring of Honor. Tony Khan has been on Busted Open Radio, sort of clarifying what's going on with them with the whole sort of fallout following Super God of Honor, which goes down on the 1st of April, of course. Now, there is, am I right in thinking, a clash between the pay-per-view and, of course, AEW Rampage.
Yes.
And regarding that, Tony Khan said, I'd not schedule this pay-per-view, but I really think it's important for me because they've sold tickets and made a commitment to the fans to still do the show. So he's running competition against himself for now. But regarding TV, he clarified his position on that. He said, I'm really excited because it's the first show under new management. It's also a transitional show before I will relaunch what I hope to be a really great new Ring of Honor television product, a weekly series, wherever it does air or stream.
Streaming platform, anyone? Streamy P.
But as if Tony Khan hasn't got enough on his plate, we are seemingly get a regular, well, continuing, I should say, under the Tony Khan umbrella, and what a big umbrella that is. Ring of Honor's regular TV show, which is great news.
Yeah, it is, it is. We'll see what form it takes. Still no word on if the Sinclair syndication will continue after the buyout. So who knows? It could end up being like a streaming platform type deal, as you mentioned. It's interesting times, nonetheless. I think a lot of us are very curious to see what kind of form Ring of Honor is going to take. Supercard of Honor will be very interesting. I think there'll be a lot more eyes on that than usual because it might give us a taste of what's going to happen. Just a transformative situation here. Maybe not at the absolute highest level of wrestling, but certainly on the AEW tier. It's going to be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to it. And it's something that could potentially add value to a streaming platform if they go that route.
So. And very excited for Supercard of Honor on the 1st of April over WrestleMania weekend. Speaking of which,
Beer.
If you want to get yourself some delicious beers, unfortunately only UK and Europe fans, I think this applies to.
Yep.
In time for WrestleMania, you can drink our delicious beer in partnership with our friends at Top Rope Brewing. You know about them. We talk about them. We drink them on streams all the time. They make fantastic beers. They've made our own. We've got a beer. It's called Clickbait Thumbnail, which is just genius. It's got yellow arrows on it and everything. It's, I think, 5.1% YPA. It pairs perfectly with the Flippin' Fiend versus Goldberg. And if you can order it now, you'll get your beers in time for WrestleMania. £45 all in. Enter code Here's Why for free shipping. So you get Clickbait Thumbnail, 9 other delicious beers, £45, absolute bargain. TopRopeBrewing.com, or we'll stick a link in the description for you as well.
There we go. Gable Steveson.
Hey, he took his shoes off.
Yeah, he took his shoes off, didn't he, dirty git? So he was wrestling, of course, NCAA Championship. He won it again. 2 years in a row, Division One heavyweight.
Incredible.
That was on Saturday. He defeated Colton Schultz of Arizona State 6-2 in Saturday's finals. And then afterwards, he effectively retired from amateur wrestling, which was to be foreseen. He left his shoes on the mat, walked away, all of that stuff. So he's moving away from that and moving into sports entertainment, you would imagine. This was kind of always on the cards.
Yeah.
He's still attending the University of Minnesota, but when he was signed September last year, it was very much the case of him sticking with college and continuing his wrestling career, wrapping things up, and then maybe coming over to WWE after graduating in May. So, step closer to that now, obviously. He's had an interesting little few months with what the significance of his signing with regards to like name rights and image rights.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the precursor for the NIL system, which came in December.
Next in line.
That's the one offering similar rights and properties and everything else to incoming college athletes. So precursor to that whole deal, he was drafted to Raw. it was a bit random.
Yeah.
I think they just wanted to get his name on TV because he's an Olympic gold medalist.
Yes, well, they've got big plans for him, haven't they? I mean, they showcased him at SummerSlam,
yeah.
I want to say.
And he's been in the front row a few times.
Yeah, they've been bigging him up. It's just... No pressure, but you're the next Kurt Angle, so good luck with that.
Yeah, that seems to be what they're kind of going with.
Did I see a tweet from him suggesting he might pop up at WrestleMania, or at least he's attending?
It's possible. But
I don't think he's going to be doing anything too storyline-based just yet, I reckon. But like you say, they've got big plans for him when he finishes studying and what have you. And I'm intrigued to see what happens next. Like you say, just a nice, enjoyable, logical step next for him, because we all knew it's going to be finished. Amateur wrestling, finish school, be the next Kurt Angle, no pressure. Right?
Yeah, none whatsoever. He's going to have a 5-star match in his first match.
Exactly.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let's talk a little bit about Big E and his broken freaking neck. Obviously, all of us here at What Culture wish him well in his recovery. It's been fantastic to see his little videos. Just not only to see that he's recovering, but just to see that he's mentally doing well. He's the same happy lad that we've fallen in love with over the last few years. Apparently, according to Fightful Select, no crap, just Sap, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select, WWE did have a plan to sort of reference or cut a promo or rely heavily on the storyline of breaking Big E's neck for Ridge Bloody Holland. They were going to have a segment featuring Holland talking about it on SmackDown last week, but that was scrapped at the last minute. It was referenced on commentary. I think Cole said that Ridge, they go so far with their heels, didn't do it deliberately and felt awful about breaking his neck before rapidly moving along. No word as to what the plan originally was going to be, but I think, for once, this is WWE making the right call.
Yeah, I think so. It's the kind of thing that, 30, 40 years ago, you would use this to get heel heat. Absolutely. But with today, with the way modern audiences are, probably not the kind of thing you want to exploit. I know a bunch of traditionalists will look at that and go, but it's good to hate that he's a villain. And okay, but if it draws more of a backlash than actual heat for Ridge, if the heat's on the writers, that's not a good thing. And I think that would have been the case here.
Yeah.
So 100%. Yeah, good move. Probably stay away from that.
I'm sure Big E probably would have been fine with it. We all said at the time it was an accident. I mean, we reported on the fact no heat backstage for Ridge Holland. He was incredibly apologetic as well to E, and they've referenced it again on television, which I don't think, like you say, would have been good to have him say, I deliberately broke his neck. It's just, it's too real for me.
It is. It's just the way wrestling has evolved, right? Because years ago, you would have just done it straight away, and it would have worked, and everyone would be like, boo, Ridge Holland. But these days, it would be, boo, reality TV writer number 37, who has no experience in pro wrestling. That's
indeed
what it would be.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. Jake starts us off today. I referenced earlier. He says, with the purchase of Ring of Honor by Tony Khan and the new partnership with DDT, how would you feel if AEW in kayfabe implemented trades and or loans from roster to roster?
I don't see the need for it, personally. I don't like the idea of having a formal system similar to WWE where it's Well, I mean, WWE break their own rules with roster trades and stuff, but where it's like sports teams trading people back.
Yeah.
I don't like that personally. I think it's just needlessly rigid. I think that if you want to run Ring of Honor as like a pseudo-developmental, which has been rumored and reported, that's fine. You can have people go back and forth fluidly. I don't think it needs to be a formal thing. I don't like the idea of drafts and trades and all of that stuff. I don't see any need for it, really. Other people might be into it. That's fine. We respectfully disagree. But for me, keep it fluid. Don't need the song and dance.
Yeah, I'm fine with trades and or loans, just not in storyline.
Yeah.
Just have people move about. And you know, people will put two and two together if it's you say, this person's going to issue an open challenge on Dynamite, then you can reasonably think, oh, maybe someone from Ring of Honor or DDT is going to be answering
Steve
that.
Steve Honor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like you say, I think it's the right thing to do. I'm not asked about it in storyline, but who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe they can make it work. Second question today comes from Matt Reigns, who says...
Hey, hates Hamlet.
He does indeed. He says, good Hamlet. Morning, King of the Mike.
Oh, no.
Good morning, King of the Mike. Hey, special one for a Monday.
God, my ears.
Good morning, King of the Mic and the flipping fiend.
Oh, I'm the fiend. All right.
What would you guys say to a returning Brian Cage coming back to be MJF's new muscle and subsequently joining the Pinnacle? Honestly, seems like a perfect fit for both. Cheers, brothers. Cheers for the question, man.
That's a nice idea, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. Brian Cage suggested recently that they were working on some kind of creative for him. So... I think Brian Cage is the kind of guy who benefits from being in a faction.
Yes.
He's a very spectacular pro wrestler, but maybe not the best talker, maybe not the most
a
magnetic.
A pitbull being set on someone.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I think that's a really good role for him. He obviously looks incredible on TV, and he's great in the ring. He's so much fun to watch. But he definitely benefits from having more magnetic personalities around him. MJF
who
is
better than MJF?
That. Exactly, and him and Sean Spears interacting would be a lot of fun as well. That goof eating his carrot with his suit jacket. It's good stuff.
He could piggyback to the ring by Brian Cage.
Yeah.
I really like that idea too.
It's good stuff.
I've lost one big Jack dude, so I've got a bigger, more jacked dude in his place. And hopefully he'll be more grateful for that ungrateful bastard Wardlow. That's what you get, mate. That's what you get when you screw over my best friend and your employer. Huh? Prick.
Yeah, taste.
I really like him. I'm just joking. Good. Also, a massive birthday we forgot to mention yesterday. Not Sting.
Stang.
Not Sting, no. Cool Hand.
Cool Hand. Yes. The real legend.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
Final question today comes from Barton Keys, who says, with Paige VanZant being trained by Gangrel, does that make her versus Shayna Baszler the ultimate vampire MMA dream match?
That's sensational. What a lineup. I'll never forget getting my tweet on WWE Raw. After the Shayna Baszler vampire thing, when I tweeted to be a bit of a prick, I tweeted blood and guts, ironically. USA Network show up in the message requests. Hey man, can we use this on? Of course, score the own goal. Be my guest. Gangrel training Paige VanZant is just fun. Also, he's by all accounts a very good trainer and a very good dude and someone who can still go between the ropes today. I think this is just a great choice all round, and I'm looking forward to following Paige VanZant's wrestling.
Yeah, I think she's going to be great. I mean, we talked about it all the time when American Top Team came in. No offence, but I don't think anyone would have picked her to be the standout person from it, but she unquestionably has been.
Yeah, yeah.
They were boiling a lot of piss, American Top Team, on Rampage. Hear about it in the Rampage review, wherever you get your podcast from.
That's where they tell you that the Butcher had a 4.5-star.
He did indeed. My word.
Actually, it was closer to 6.
But yeah, I'm really excited. Gangrel is getting a bit of a reputation now, isn't he?
Yeah, got a great reputation as a trainer. He's doing a lot of good work there. He's someone who, you know, since he transitioned away from the pro wrestling mainstream, has done a lot of good work that maybe goes unseen. And whenever he pops up on an indie show these days, he's still a really good worker.
Yeah.
A guy, a real positive force in the pro wrestling industry for sure. Much love to Gangrel. It's good stuff.
Exactly. Keep on fanging and banging.
25-8. That was a UFC guy, someone beasting 25-8, wasn't it? I can't remember his name, but that was awesome.
Right, let's move on to today's and finally.
Hour. Yeah. An extra day.
Yeah.
What's a beasting?
From Brian Alvarez, who points out the stupidity of Seth Rollins not being able to get the WrestleMania card. In case you didn't see it on SmackDown, Natalya and Shayna Baszler just attacked in the midst of a tag team match with two of the three teams involved in the women's tag team title match. And then Natty and Shayna got the WrestleMania card. So Brian Alvarez tweeted, given Natty and Shayna did a run-in and got a pass to WrestleMania, Seth's inability to get on the card is basically an IQ test at this point.
I mean, what Brian's done there is he's made the mistake of applying logic to WWE booking, and I'm willing to bet that his mentions were a complete dumpster fire as a result of this. But hey, he knows what he's
exactly.
He tweets out that little number on a Thursday or whatever, and hell, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's one of the all time greats when it comes to stirring the pot. Isn't he, Brian?
Just like me when I say, isn't it nice that Cody's finally coming home? Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We're reviewing Rampage, we're reviewing SmackDown, and we're looking ahead to Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for home, and it's a good job Cody's going there because his failure of a national team never will.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Scotland.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.